Part B.
Hi, Serena.
Hi, Rick. What's your reaction to the lecture about a longer childhood?
It was quite interesting. Considering we live longer than ever, isn't it natural that we have a longer childhood?
Could be. I read about an idea somewhere. Older people treat younger ones like children, so they never feel they are grown-ups.Also, younger people may be blocked from advancing when older people occupy important positions, especially positions of responsibility.
Aside from that, just to keep up with the new technology we use in everyday life requires a certain level of knowledge today. If people don't acquire the basics, including programming, at an early age, they may have difficulty with many things later in life.
Hi, guys. How was the lecture?
Hi, Takumi. It was interesting. It seems that we should have a longer childhood to acquire the knowledge we need to survive in this information society.
I wonder how much knowledge children will need to learn if AI technology continues to advance at this rate. Even now, Japanese-English AI machine translations are sometimes much better than my own.
Right.I read an article that said children might never feel a sense of accomplishment when they study things like math in the near future because they will never do better than AI.
If children know that AI or computers can solve all of those problems in no time, they will never feel motivated to tackle the problems themselves.
That's a problem. Mathematics is a basic component of science.
If children do not master basic math, I'm sure they'll have trouble when they grow up.
That reminds me of something. According to a recent study, about half of the adults in the U.S. can't get the right answer to simple division questions, like a liter of Coke costs $3.15. If you buy one-third of a liter of Coke, how much would you pay?
About half? That's really shocking.
Is that partly because we live in an extremely convenient society? In everyday life, all cashiers have to do is scan barcodes, and all customers have to do is tap their credit card. No calculation is needed during these transactions.
Moreover, around 20% of adults in the U.S. have difficulty understanding even simple, short passages. It seems as well as educating future generations,We need to consider how to re-educate adults with low basic skills.
That's an important point. I assume those who lack basic math and English skills are highly likely to have difficulty developing work skills, too. They may fall behind the times and miss the chance of getting better paid jobs.
The problem is money. Even now, many households can't afford to send their children to college.For those people, more extended schooling or re-education is out of the question. Also, many college students go deeply into debt because of tuition costs.
Well, it might be unrealistic to expect prolonged education to become prevalent.
Looking at the continuous rise of the world's literacy rate in recent decades, I think we can have some hope. If we are fully aware of the importance of education for everyone,the situation will get better.
I truly hope so. Anyway, we three are lucky to be receiving a higher education. We should work hard so that we will be able to contribute to society.